It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Our Lord and Maker, we come before the throne of grace, confessing all our sins and iniquities before you. Please let the blood of atonement atone for us, and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us in all ramifications and make us whole from all forms of contamination, defilement of our sins and iniquities. Holy Spirit Divine, on a day like this as well, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Please lead us, guide us, order steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings we commit to your able care, Lord. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 4. And the story I am taking this morning by God's grace span through from verse number 8 through to verse number 37. 2 Kings, chapter 4, from verse number 8 to 27. I encourage you to read the entire verses, but for the entire portion. But this morning, for emphasis sake, I will just choose few verses out of them all. I start from verse 8. God bless you as you follow the readings. And I'm reading from the King Authorized King James Version of the Bible this morning. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither." And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. Now, for time's sake, I jump to verse 16. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, "Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid." And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is episode 6 of on the topic hospitality. Episode 6 on hospitality. And the subheadings we are treating now is what I said, the power of hospitality, which I said we are going to look through some of the examples of hospitality in the Bible, both in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. And by God's special grace, I started with that of Abraham, which is found in Genesis chapter number 18. By God's grace, I was able to establish that hospitality was, capable enough to turn hopeless situations around. This is another hopeless situation as well. So, hospitality turned hopeless situation around. That was all I dwelt on the first episode. I remember I couldn't come up yesterday for yesterday's episode. Forgive me for that. God bless you. So, in Genesis chapter 18, we saw how Abraham, the man that he knew not those people, but he constrained them, just like this woman constrained the man of God this morning. Abraham, not knowing that, he was actually constraining the angels of God, and God and the Lord himself, the Lord and his angels were the one that this man was, constraining, and that turned the hopeless situation around. The Bible makes us to understand Abraham, as at that time, was 100 years old, while the son, the wife was 90 years old. So I told you that Sarah was not only entered into menopause, but she has entered into menostop already. And then God turned that situation around. Another point, another thing the point that I was unable to emphasize on in the story of Abraham is found from verse 17. By the time you are reading, from verse 17 downward, the Bible makes us to understand here that this act of hospitality that Abraham has displayed, deepens the relationship between him and God. That is, hospitality, I put it this way, that hospitality is one of the keys into God's secretive heart, or God's plan, or God's purpose. The secret corner, what God is hiding in the corner of his heart. Hospitality is capable enough, to give you access unto it. By the time you are reading in that Genesis chapter 28, you see, the Bible says, Genesis chapter 18, verse 17, the Bible says, "And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?" Can you see? Now he says, see, then God started talking to him. Then he started telling him, "I go to Sodom. I want to see what is going on there." You can read it for yourself. So I want to see how they are doing. I've heard a lot about them. Then what happened? God told him his plan, and that is what deepens his relationship. And Abraham was able to enter into another realm of conversation with God. And the Bible said, by the time you are, by the time you are reading towards verse, verse 28, 22 there, from verse 22, the Bible says, the angels left and the Lord was there. Abraham, stood with the Lord in that place. He was there with the Lord, and then he entered conversation. Don't be angry. Preventions, that is where he started interceding for Sodom. That is another level of relationship. Another level of relationship. One of the people that has the people in the kingdom that has access to the secret of God more than the intercessor. I don't know them. Intercessor used to have access. They have access unto the secret of God. So hospitality was what promoted Abraham to this point. And look at this woman this morning. Our own situation in the Bible is even in threefold. Number one is that this hopelessness yoke of barrenness was broken. If you read the Bible very well, by the time you are reading this Second Kings, our passage this morning, by the time you are reading, downward side, the Bible confirmed to us there that the woman's husband was actually old. Because the woman's husband, this woman here, This woman that treated the man of God, he saw that this man is passing by, and she told the husband, and she forced the man first, feed him today, tomorrow. Then she now said, no, this will not do. Let's go ahead, make a room for this man in this place. And the husband did not, you know, the Bible said this woman was a great woman. For Bible to qualify a woman, a great woman, you know that she was a woman of great character. She was a woman of virtue. So the husband as well, as great as the husband also, if the woman is great, you should know that the husband also is what? He's also great. So the husband did not even argue with her. Okay, go ahead, do whatever that pleases you. And they gather resources together and they built a room for the man of God. The Bible said he fell on a day when they were, you know, when the man of God turned in, the man was now talking to his servant. What happened in this place? This woman has been so good to us. What can we do? Gehazi, what can we do? And Gehazi told the sir, this woman doesn't have a child. She doesn't have a child. Now they call her. Say, this time next year, you are with a son. And she didn't believe it. No, don't lie to me. But her belief doesn't matter. Her faith doesn't matter in this place. What matters is the act of hospitality she has displayed. So there must be, payback. The Bible says, we shall reap just all what we sow. God cannot be mocked. So, in this place, either you believe me or not, it's none of my business. But I just know that you have done something. You see, the man of God was resting, was comfortable. It is inside that comfortability that she remembered that this woman, something must be done for her. And before you know it, a barren situation was turned around. The story did not stop there. By the time you are reading towards, the Bible said the child grown up. Then after the child had grown, there was problem. Apart from yoke breaking, you see, the son was, resuscitated back to life because the son fell sick on a day where he was with the father in the farm. You see something? And eventually died by the noon. Let's say by 12 noon, the child died. But because this woman was, as the heart of kindness he has shown to the prophet gave her access, she ran to the prophet, told the prophet what has happened. And guess what? Even what happened on the mountain where the prophet was, it is in those days, it's not possible for a woman to go to a prophet and you just go and hold the she had the legs of the prophet. Then the servant was about to throw her out. But the prophet said, no, leave this one. This one is not an ordinary person. Just leave her alone. Leave her alone. That is another level. That because relationship has been established. So it has deepened relationship in the in between her and the man of God. The relationship between them has been deepened. And for that kindness, she shown to the man of God. Her son was brought back to life. Elisha came into the house, prayed for the son until the child came back to life and gave her the son. Said, take your son. That is it. That is how powerful hospitality can be. Let's see it this way. Prevention, this woman was not the only person. Oh, let's see it this way. This woman was not the only person that has been seen the man of God there. Prevention, this woman was not the only, rich woman or rich family that are in that very shunem as at that time. But it is only this woman. Only this woman. That has the act of kindness, that has the hospitable heart, and God paid her back. Not halfway, because if that child has been born, just as he was born, and now died like that, at that tender age, that is not good enough. But God make sure. And when you are reading, the story did not stop there. I want you to cross to chapter number 8. Read in chapter number 8, at least from verse 1 to 6. The same woman in chapter 8. The same woman in chapter 8. You see? Because there is relationship established between them already. Elisha has to give the woman divine information about the kingdom. Said, he told the woman, see, there is going to be famine. You have to go and fetch for yourself. Go out of this very place. And there was grievous death, grievous famine in the land after that time. But the woman did not, you know, taste any of those because the access to the secret of God. Just like the Abraham has access to the secret of God. This woman, the prophet was able to tell her, go out. And do you know what? The story did not stop there. Apart from that, there was total restoration for this woman again in that chapter 8. By the time you are reading towards chapter verse 6, like I said, you see, this woman came back after like six or seven years of famine. She came back to the land of Israel. And lo and behold, all the land, all the properties, and the lands and properties and everything has been taken over. And the servant of God, which is Gehazi, was actually with the king when this woman came to come and cry to the king that, sir, they have taken over my property. But people, you know, then the servant of God, which is the servant of God now, Gehazi, as at that time, now told the king, this is the woman I was talking to you about. And this is the son that the man of God restored back to life. And then that gave, you know, restoration to this woman again. The king gave him officers. Go and restore this woman with gain in everything that the land has yielded. You know, in accumulation of those things for 7 years was restored back to this woman. Why? Hospitality. Bow down your head this morning. Talk to God. Father, give me a hospitable heart. Give me the heart, you know, that capable of loving everyone unconditionally, just like you do to us. Father, give me the heart that is capable of loving unconditionally, including those who have hurt me in the past. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonayojulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233-202-749-915 or +233-552-482-187. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.